going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're looking at the video feed. Crowder is tickled that Solana is holding his mic. You're going to do that for 4 hours, Solana?
Locked and loaded, baby. I worked out bicep. Don't matter. Let's run it.
We've got boots on the ground today. Crowder and I are at the Amerant Bank Arena. Solana is at the Kaseya Center. And Dan Day and Jimmy are holding things down at the studios. But we've got team coverage as playoff hockey and basketball are in town tonight. We're live at the Amerant Bank Arena, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers and Heat tonight. NFL draft is over. And now for the Dolphins, the winning must begin. We'll talk about the draft a little bit today. John Michael is going to join us today. He's very good with draft breakdown. Got a couple draft grades for the Dolphins I want to give you. Doug Plagan's going to stop by here, talk some Panthers. Mike Cunha will be in the area. If he gets a free minute, he will stop by. It was not a great Saturday for the Heat or the Panthers. Panthers had a nice lead, looked like it was going to be no problem again, and Lightning came roaring back, and the Heat, once again, were just manhandled.
They lose by 30?
By a superior Cavs team.
Yeah.
It
is what it is with them.
It is what it is. There was a tweet, Solana, from Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald. I don't know if you saw it. It said, Heat lose 124-87 in embarrassing Game 3 effort for the second straight year. We implore them to make major changes and not believe that Spo, work in the gym, culture, health, and continuity will fix everything. I think a lot of people after Game 3 are saying, yeah, there have to be significant changes to the Heat team. Because Barry Jackson, the Spo narrative and the culture narrative and the in-the-gym narrative, that worked when you were playing Chicago and when you were playing Atlanta. But they're facing a superior team. They're not in the ball games.
No, and then it's the talent. I don't want to badmouth guys, but Vince Lombardi comes back right now. He cannot coach the Titans to beat the Eagles.
Well, Cam Warden, Xavier Restrepo now, I believe.
I know we'll get into it.
I believe he might tighten up, baby.
That's a pretty cool
tighten
story.
Up. Cam.
But you know what I'm saying? Like schematics and all of that. It's what? Jimmy's and Joe's, X's and O's. The Heat do not have the guns to beat the Cavs. That's 37 points. 37-point loss.
On your home court where you want to make sure that maybe you get one. And they say, you know, nobody loses until someone wins on the road. Well, that was good for two dubs for
37 points. And as we watch these other series too, we're watching the Lakers and we're watching all these other guys play, and it's right down to the fourth quarter. Like, that game was over.
Every team but OKC. They were both the one seeds, right? Solana, OKC in the West, and Cleveland in the East. Yeah. I mean, maybe they are legit better than everyone else. Be interesting to see Cavs and Boston. Who would they have in the next round, Solana?
The winner of Indiana and Milwaukee, which right now 3-1, Indiana leads that series.
Oh, Indiana's going to win because Dame just tore his Achilles.
Yeah, I feel like Cleveland will take care of Indiana.
Yes, I do too.
Right?
Yeah. They just run fast, but the Cavs are a complete team. Bro, they won. Solana, I see you shaking
They're
your little head.
Complete and deep.
They beat us by 37 points.
Yeah.
Solana. Oh, no. I'm nodding my head. I'm saying all of us were saying – you know, it almost benefited the Heat to avoid Boston in the first round. And I'm not saying the Heat would have had a better chance against Boston. It probably would have looked something like this. But I'm learning a lot about the Cavs. Guys, Darius Garland didn't play in game 3. Donovan Mitchell made 4 shots, and they handed the Heat their worst loss in postseason history. This Cavs team has beaten the Heat in 3 separate ways by domination in 3 separate ways outside of game 2, where you were within 2 in the final 4 minutes and you felt good about yourself. Like, yeah, this Cavs team is a lot better than I think any of us expected them to be. They are legit. And by the way, Crowder, you say they're complete. They're built to beat a Boston team. Big, a lot of length to go up against those 2 really good wing guys that Boston has. And they shoot just as many, if not more, 3s than Boston. That is going to be legitimately one of the best playoff series in a long time.
Yeah, I've only really been focusing on – I'm watching all the games, but I'm focusing on Heat and Cavs, and so I know it's recency bias, meaning it's the team that I'm watching a lot recently.
Yeah.
But I look at that Cavs team, I go, who's going to beat them? Who's going to beat them? But I did that with OKC. I'm like, who's going to beat this OKC team? Like, I mean, they ran through round 1 like they didn't even need to break a sweat at OKC team. But – everything has a way of kind of working itself out. You get to rounds 2 and 3. You know, I'm not certain the Heat or who did OKC run off the court? Was it Timberwolves?
Memphis.
By
the way, I know, you know, the Heat are the 10th seed. So theoretically, this is what a 1 seed should do to a 10th seed, right? They won 27 games more. Bro, Memphis, with a month left in the season, was the 2 seed in the West. Memphis isn't the Miami Heat of the East. You know what I mean? Like, they're a legitimately good team.
OKC could be one of the best teams you've ever seen.
Yes. Yeah. They can play that damn with Chet Holmgren, a little goofy-looking fella. He can play ball. But also, there's a bunch of who beat the Lakers?
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
The Timberwolves are up 3-1. Can play too.
Yeah.
4 40-point games in a row?
I don't
young man?
Understand how a team with LeBron and Luka are losing in round 1.
And I'll tell you, last night, they didn't come out of the game.
Well, that was a mistake
crazy.
By J.J. Redick. That was a mistake. J.J. Redick, this is my thought on that. He thinks to himself, yeah, I wouldn't want to come out of a game in the second half. I want to play. Well, he doesn't play the game that LeBron plays. You know what I mean? Like, he's not swatting people off him all game long. That was a mistake. Especially LeBron. At that age, how can you not give that guy a break? And it showed at the end.
And I love how Ant-Man was pushing LeBron and trying to bully him. This is almost like that transition.
Changing of the guards
of like, hey, LeBron, get your old ass out here and sit down. We about to go good.
I enjoyed watching you too. But sit down, fella.
Yes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yes. So we've got a lot to talk about today, including the Dolphins draft, which we will do so. I had a treat in Tampa this weekend, my first ever corn dog. You know, we've talked about it on the air. So you and Solana were surprised I'd never had a corn dog before.
Yes.
I was surprised that Solana snacks on corn dogs after work.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Larinaga had never heard of a corn dog, which was a bit shocking. And I was in Tampa. I was visiting my son and the hotel, because the general manager of the hotel was a big fan of the show. I check in, unpacking. There's a knock on the door, and it's a gentleman, and he's got a tray of corn dogs that they had fired up there at the hotel. And I had just come back from the Hard Rock, and I'd had a little bit to drink and eat and whatever. They're not bad. I took a couple bites. They're not bad.
What'd you put in them? Did you put a little condiment?
So I didn't put anything on them. And the guy said, oh, interesting. You're just going to eat those dry. Yeah, he said, you're going to raw dog these dogs. And I said, yeah, I don't, because he brought up, you know, very fancy jars of ketchup and mustard, you know, little one in the glass. But, yeah, I raw dogged them. And don't text me, by the way. I know what it means. They were pretty good.
The corn dog.
But I don't know, like, I still can't figure out when you want to gnaw on a hot dog, because you really do lose that bun, which is really, to me, part of the fun.
That's the corn muffin cover.
Yeah, it was tasty. It was fine. But I think I'd rather have a hot dog bun.
Yeah.
And some sauerkraut and onions, you know.
That's why I'm not against hot dogs. I just don't understand. The corn dog is the lesser of a hot dog delivery system.
Right.
That was my
point. Yes, totally agree.
Disagree. I'm not saying it's better than a hot dog. That could be a conversation for another day. Let me, you know, gear up for that debate. But I don't think it's the lesser. Well, I just want to be well prepared when I present my case, you know.
But like any food on a stick. I would not. We know that.
Well, what you say, Hawk? You know, when would I want to gnaw on this hot dog? Well, there are a lot of situations I can picture in my mind when a corn dog would be the perfect time to snack. You know, I'm at the fair. I'm walking around. I need something to be mobile with. The hot dog, you almost have to like tilt your head down to take a bite.
But that's the thing I love about the hot dog. I think it's got supreme mobility. I can hold it in one hand. I can eat it with one hand. Mm-hmm. You know, chicken tenders, you got to hold the bucket. And if you want to dip it in the sauce or whatever. Like for me, the hot dog is already a mobile food item. So I don't think you gain mobility with the corn dog.
Hey, Solana, explain how you eat a hot dog.
You almost have to you got two tilt hands. Your neck up.
You're two-handed?
You wanna, well, you know, if you want to be safe, you definitely should two-handed. But it just depends how much dog that hot is packing. You know what I mean?
Anyway, I won't waste people's time just yet with this conversation. It'll wait till later in the show. We've got tickets all this week for Billy Idol and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming to the Amerant Bank Arena here on May 13th. I know Will Manso's going to that show, and I'm planning on going to that show. We have got tickets every day this week. It's a Live Nation show, so keep on listening for your chance to win. Let's get headlines here to start out the show with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. And I should say thank you, by the way, the Renaissance Hotel in Tampa and Victor, they were so nice. It's not a free plug because I paid for my hotel, but they were so nice and so friendly and delivered the corn dogs and some adult beverages to the room. Time of my life. So thank you, Renaissance Tampa. I had a fun weekend.
Some brewskis, a couple of corn dogs. I mean, you had a weekend.
Time of my life. A little gambling. Time of my life. Everything but the Heat and the Panthers games.
Yeah. Well, DJ turned 21.
Yeah. DJ was 21. Yeah, we sat at a roulette table. We drank beers. I was like, oh, this kid's going to be nursing a beer here. And, you know, we'll see. And I was like halfway through mine. I'm like, let me see where he's at, see if I need to push him along a little bit. But he had knocked that thing down. I'm like, that's very, very quick for your first beer, man.
Yeah, that was his first beer, huh? I've been trying to warn you about this for years. And you drink beer like a hummingbird drinks nectar. You stick your tongue in it.
I do. I really do.
This is kind of a bummer, and I hate to start the show with this as our first headline, but Shams Charania did just tweet out, not that there was much doubt, but Damian Lillard has indeed torn his Achilles.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
Yeah. Dodge that bullet.
You know, I'm not certain that he, just watching him with Giannis, I'm not certain that we wouldn't have ended up with, I don't want to say Andrew Wiggins because he's better, but I'm not certain that.
It sounds heartless, but I thought about it.
I mean, you're watching Steph and Jimmy, mm-hmm. and Jimmy's hurt, but Jimmy's thriving. But Steph is one of a kind. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if Dame would have been enough.
Not with blood clots.
No. And this is an Achilles. This is the second Achilles. No,
but I'm saying he missed blood clots. They put his injury list up this season.
Yeah.
Dozens and dozens.
But say he was healthy. Do you think Jimmy and Dame would have looked like Jimmy and Steph have looked at Golden State?
I don't want to badmouth Dame, but Dame is not Steph Curry.
Right.
Steph Curry's a one-of-a-kind human being that's played basketball. Dame is amazing. Dame's a Hall of Famer, but he's not Steph Curry. No. No, the answer's no.
But
Dame, Jimmy, and Bam?
Because Jimmy also wanted to go to Golden State. I wonder what would have happened. Right? Phoenix. I wonder what would have happened if you insert him into that Phoenix lineup.
Instead of Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
Is it Booker? Is Booker, Dame, KD?
Yeah.
I think that would be a hell of a team.
I don't know.
I think that would be a hell of a team. Two shooters on the outside, Jimmy working the paint.
Yeah. It's tough. I just think fit matters. But you're telling me Eric Spoelstra is adding Damian Lillard to a team that went to the NBA Finals, you know, with Bam and Jimmy as their one and their two, and now you're adding Damian Lillard. And I know who the Bucks have. I realize they're really good, but Doc Rivers, Eric Spoelstra, giving a nod to Spo to make this work in Miami. I just think fit would have been better for him here, you know? Plus, if the Heat could have potentially
Giannis is so far superior to anything he would have had here.
And Giannis is 10 times better than anything we have on our roster.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes, like, it just doesn't work, you know? And that's what's happening.
Well,
aside
it hasn't.
From the injury.
But he didn't want to be there. I think that's part of it. Like, that first season, I mean, Dame didn't want to be there.
And then after his blood clot thing, he hasn't done anything. Nope. I looked at his stats last night before the game for gambling purposes because you've ruined my life. And Dame really hasn't done much.
Well, I think he only played one game since the blood clots.
It wasn't like I'm coming back balling. He's out there.
Yeah, but, I mean, you don't play for months. Especially, it's not even an injury where, like, it's your hand so you can keep doing cardio. Like, he literally couldn't exercise
for
a while because he's on blood thinners. And then to just come back and expect to play
what's
at that
series?
Physical
3-1?
Level. Yeah, 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1. They're gonna lose. Because Giannis went crazy yesterday. And
he can't. Yeah, he can't do it.
Yeah, he can't carry that team to win a series.
No. Well, who knows? Giannis could be.
Cavs line
chopping
is up to
block.
9, by the way. It was 8. Yeah, it was Cavs minus 8 yesterday. It was 8.5 today earlier, and now it's Cavs minus 9.
So they've won by 21, 9, and 37. I think I'm going to lay those points.
They're going to have the Heat going to just roll over at home? Or are they going to extend this bad boy one more night?
It's 8 right now. Let me jump on
this. It's 9.
Let me jump on this number.
So the Panthers play tonight as well. 7 p.m. puck drop. Don't worry about it. Matthew Tkachuk not suspended. The NHL didn't even take it to a hearing. So Chucky's going to play tonight.
Need to wipe the thought of Saturday out of their minds and get that 3-1 lead. Send it back to Tampa.
Let's go.
And the Dolphins, of course, drafted a ton of players. Kenneth Grant on Thursday. But then they added their fat guy up front, Crowder, that you wanted, out of Arizona, offensive lineman Jonah. I've heard a couple different pronunciations. Here's what I'm rocking with: Savainea. Savainea.
Hopefully, we don't have to say his name because that would mean he's doing well. I'm not even kidding.
100% correct.
Right?
Yep. Offensive lineman. When you start talking about him, we all know how to say Liam Eichenberg.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to be able. Remember that guy they drafted first, Jake Lange. I never knew how to pronounce his name because he was very good, and you didn't know. You didn't have to know how to pronounce it.
And he has Tonga Vailoa syllables attached to him too. Yeah. I like that. Yes.
But they went. Defensive line, offensive line, defensive line. Right. The 1, 2, 3.
Jordan Phillips was 3. Was the third pick, but it was in the 5th round because they traded up. They traded up to get my man 79999.
They did. They traded their 4th round pick or their 4th round pick, I think, to get up in the 2nd round. So they didn't have a 3rd or a 4th round pick.
Apparently, from what I read today, the Patriots were going to take that guy in the 2nd round. And they didn't want the Patriots to get him, so they felt like it was worthy of 2 picks.
Hawk, I love football. I'm not evaluating offensive guards, but we need to fat guys. D-tackle, offensive guard, D-tackle, corner safety, running back, quarterback, D-tackle.
Yeah.
That was our draft.
Yep.
4 fat people.
Give me the first 3 picks on the line or cornerback, but it went D-line, O-line, D-line. You ain't complaining.
It's good. And 4 out of, what's that, 4 out of 7 were fat people?
Yep.
I was talking about fat people for months. We got a lot of fat people in this building. They like bacon. I like people that eat bacon. A
lot of fan bases, they want their team to be on 30 for 30. I want my team to be on my 600-pound life.
Big, heavy humans.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
I want the Dolphins to have to hire Dr. Now from my 600-pound life.
And tell him to get off the couch.
Yeah.
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 I like a good team that loves shakaroni. That's what I want, a big shakaroni team.
You guys see Shaq yesterday on the NHL and TNT broadcast?
I didn't see it. I saw a couple clips on Twitter, but I didn't watch the actual video. I just saw the headline.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I will say, though, regarding the Dolphins draft, I know you're going to get into it, Hawk, but one major takeaway is the idea that, and we kind of have talked about this throughout free agency opening, and the Dolphins, for the most part, not really spending a lot of money. They didn't approach this draft with like an all-in mindset. Like this is a must win because you don't trade for a 2026 third round pick.
In fact, trading picks for next year's draft is not the maneuver of a general manager who thinks he's going anywhere or a head coach who thinks he's going anywhere. Yeah. I'm not saying that they're not going anywhere, but that's not usually the mindset.
And I know they had a lot of holes to fill, Crowder. And to your point, they did get the fat guy, Jordan Phillips from Maryland, who, by the way, they picked one slot, one
didn't
draft pick
have
before Shedeur Sanders.
We already had a Jordan Phillips.
I thought so.
He balled.
You had
in
his
Buffalo.
Number, didn't?
Yes.
Didn't you have
he
his number?
He balled out in Buffalo. Yeah. He got 97?
No. Didn't Hawk? Isn't that the guy that played at the U? You had his number, and when he got the big contract,
no.
He texted.
No,
him,
no
he
Jordan Phillips did. Jordan Phillips didn't play at the
that
U.
That was the cute light skinned fella. That was, he got paid. You called him the day he got paid
from the Giants.
The DN. Look good looking, look muscular dude. I can see his face.
Remember he went to the Giants for a giant contract?
Yeah, I thought his name was Jordan Phillips.
No, Jordan Phillips was the fat dude that went to Buffalo after.
Right. Jordan Phillips didn't go to UM though.
No. Vernon. No. Was it Vernon?
Oh, Olivier Vernon.
Olivier Vernon. Yeah. Gets $85 million, the Hawks says. So let me see.
Let me see if he ever texts me back. O L I.
Takes him now. What up, OV? Hit this Hawk.
Was it Olivier Vernon?
It was Olivier Vernon. He went and got paid, and you were like, I'm going to text him.
I've scrubbed his number from my phone.
Don't text him today. He knows why you're texting if you text him today.
Oh, no. I do have his number.
Text him.
Did I text him?
Say, what up, bro?
Hey, never heard back.
Text him. Just checking in on you.
Hey, remember I texted you about 6 years ago? Never heard back.
Just checking in on you. Hit him up.
And, of course, the Dolphins do have another quarterback in their arsenal now in that QB room. And whenever you guys want me to deploy Quinnit to win it, you let me know. I'm holding on it. Okay, I'm holding on. Right. But you let me know.
Keep it in the holster.
I kind of like that pick. I actually like that
Quinn
pick.
Ewers?
It's just we found it. We just somebody to have for the future.
All right.
He could play. I watched him beat the hell out of people.
Isn't he constantly injured?
Yeah, you know, he hasn't.
Like QB1 is it?
Can we get used to it now?
I mean, you guys have complained about that for 5 years now. You're excited about Quinn Ewers?
Tua's healthy. Zach Wilson's behind him. They try to figure him out. Then you have a young guy to develop.
Oh.
I'd like. It's not the names, Hawk. It's the structure.
All right.
You're a hater.
Panthers
Quinn
tonight,
Ewers
7
was a dog
p.m.
in college.
Until he got injured, though.
But he could play football.
Yeah. They should have used that pick, that final pick, on Xavier Restrepo. It is embarrassing. They went out and signed a whole bunch of free agent wide receivers. It is embarrassing to have that guy in your backyard and you don't take him when you're throwing away a pick on Quinn Ewers.
Oh, he ran a 4.8.
Oh, he's not going to break. He's not breaking a tackle for. I mean, the guy's a sure-handed catcher. It's exactly what you need.
Hawk, 4.8? You could run a 4.8 right now.
But I got speed.
Oh, Jesus. In your LLB and quarter zip.
That's what gives you speed.
Hawk's not wrong, though, man. Like, I mean, DS Gridge or Xavier Restrepo next year?
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I kind of I think this is a thing that's been lingering since I've been doing media is where, like, if a guy's at Georgia Tech, the Falcons should sign
in
the seventh round.
I mean, need I remind you? Drawing a blank. Someone needs to remind me. the Jordan. The guy who got injured. Then he came back last season.
Big influence
and,
on you.
No, he came back last season. He looked good, but then he got injured again.
Jalen Phillips.
I mean,
he's a first-round pick. Huh?
But I'm saying they have a pretty good track record with UM guys. Olivier Vernon.
They were double-digit sack guys in college.
Xavier Restrepo owns every receiving record at the U, right? Isn't that true?
He was there for 19 years.
Michael Irvin played at the U. Reggie Wayne played at the U. Andre Johnson played at the U. Xavier Restrepo is a better receiver than all of them.
I'm next to you today. You can't get away from me.
Let's wrap it up because I wanted to have enough time with John Michaels.
I'm not. And guess what? The Dolphins threw away a fifth-round pick drafting a quarterback from Florida. I mean, those guys never pan out from the Gators.
Just all the Pro Bowlers we've had through the
year. Yeah, last Gator we drafted was Antonio Callaway. All right.
We traded for him. Vernon Hargrave was pretty good. First-round pick, Tampa Bay.
Your weather, from the Devesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is I don't know what it is because I'm inside the Kaseya Center, actually. So I have literally
no idea what the
weather is.
You literally don't know the weather unless you're outside?
Unless I have, like, some sort of peripheral vision to be able to see
the
weather outside.
You don't check the app?
What about the app?
Duh. What does that mean?
It's windy.
I mean, how did you know who all the draft picks were if you weren't in Green Bay?
84 degrees, sunny in South Florida tonight. That's a good point. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into 70s. That is your weather.
Matt Mervis only hits a home run if you're there. You don't know otherwise. John Michaels is going to join us next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, did you find your tooth?
Hawk and Crowder.
Bring on John Michaels here in 1 second. I want to remind everybody, WQAM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, is back on Friday, May 9th. Tabacon at Plantation Walk. It's our second one. First one was great. You come on out. You enjoy a little time with the QAM staff. Enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It is a free event, so just stop on by. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Tabacon at Plantation Walk. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Online at edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 or over to attend. And again, it is Friday, May 9th. Crowder will be there this time. He was traveling on the last Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars.
What do you got to do? Do I have to work hard?
Got a glad hand. You're pretty good at glad handing. You can.
What's up, big dog?
You know how to smoke a cigar and drink a whiskey.
What kind of cigars?
I don't know. I brought Swisher Sweets last time, if you remember.
I'll bring my own.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. John Michaels does mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You can hear him on ESPN Radio nationally as well, and he is our friend. And John, let me start here. Cam Ward, he goes to the Titans, and we're excited about that. And now they get Xavier Restrepo. I was saying to Crowder and Solana, I think the Dolphins should have taken Xavier Restrepo in the seventh round instead of Quinn Ewers. I mean, you got a guy, you've watched him play at UM, he put up all kinds of records. Why not give a little nod to the local guy?
Doesn't it feel like the Dolphins are much like the Falcons up here? Like, we had a big thing on Friday morning because the Falcons had finally drafted a Georgia player in the first round, which was crazy. First time in the history of the franchise that they drafted somebody out of Georgia. And it feels like the Dolphins are the same way with the Hurricanes. It's like they never take a Miami player. They've taken a couple over the years, like Vernon Carey a few years back. But it seems like every time that there was a Cane sitting there, they'd take somebody from Eastern Kentucky or Western Illinois or something like that. But I agree. I would have loved to see Xavier Restrepo in a Dolphins uniform. He feels like he'd fit perfectly in that Mike McDaniel offense. Quick pass, get out in space and run. I looked at the roster today, though, for the Titans. He's got a real chance to make that roster. Like, they've got Calvin Ridley and Treylon Burks and then a bunch of doo-doo at wide receiver. So hopefully X can go ahead and be up there with his former quarterback and really make an NFL career out of it.
And John, I know it's not sexy. I know it's not cute. I know they're not selling jerseys, but my thing was getting fat guys. I wanted guys that had eating disorders as kids. D-tackle, O-lineman, D-tackle, another D-tackle.
I had lunch with the Ticket Wizard today, and he said when Crowder said on Thursday or Friday that he wants – guys who get drafted who have glucose monitors.
Yes, I want them with a little patch on the back of their arm.
And gestational diabetes.
I wanted them to be born at 10 pounds. I wanted guys that have been big their whole life. John, do you like the Dolphins draft?
Yes, because they've sucked. Well, they haven't sucked on the D-line, but they had a lot of injuries. I love the big D tackle they took in round number one. And I like the fact that you traded up for a guard. And sorry, my voice is shot. I've had stupid allergies and then coaching like a madman over the weekend, screaming like crazy is probably not the best thing to do when you're on radio. But I love the fact that they went and traded up and got a guard as well, which is fantastic. Tua Tagovailoa has had his ass whooped because you have inadequate offensive linemen in front of him time and time again. I don't necessarily condone eating disorders because I'm kind of borderline needing to go back and get some Ozempic myself. But if you get somebody that's 340,
I thought you had dropped a bunch of weight.
Pounds, yeah, I did, and then I gained it back. What do you want me to do?
Well, why else do you lose weight? To gain it back. I mean, that's,
yeah, exactly.
I thought that was the whole purpose of it.
Well, I got to lose weight again because it's about to be summertime. Here's the problem of living in Georgia. One, I gain weight during the winter, and now I'm as pasty as a ghost. And there's nothing anybody wants to see than a 50-year-old fat guy rolling up to the pool on Tuesday afternoon laying out to get a tan. So I got to find some more Ozempic somewhere on the black market, grab me some of that, and drop about 25 pounds.
John, in terms of how the Dolphins approach this, we were talking about this earlier in the show, where Chris Greer and the Dolphins actually traded picks in the third and fourth rounds to move up and then, you know, collect assets for the future. Are you shocked that Greer and even Mike McDaniel aren't approaching this as let's stockpile as much talent as we possibly can for a do or die year, but actually instead taking assets for the future? They're not necessarily operating like a front office and a coach that are in a must-win season.
Yeah, and I had heard, Solana, that the guard that they took in the second round, New England was going to take them the pick after where Miami traded up to go get him. So you can understand maybe you are sacrificing future picks potentially to go get a guy that you think can be a player right now. But I think these GMs and coaches realize that, look, it almost is a one-year deal. And if the Dolphins don't make the playoffs this year, with the amount of money that they have invested on the offensive side of the ball, with the fact that you still have Jalen Ramsey on the roster, I thought for sure he was going to be traded on draft night somewhere. I think these guys realize we've got to do whatever we can to get guys in right now, even if it means mortgaging the future, because we may not be here to have a future pick. And again, it's almost like the Falcons and the Dolphins are on parallel lines. Our GM did the same thing. We traded a second-round pick in next year's first to move up back into the first round to get another defensive end. And we're all looking like, wait a second, why are we mortgaging a first-round pick? But realizing that Terry Fontenot might be on the same path as Chris Greer, if they don't make the playoffs this year, none of those guys may be here.
And, John, we talked about this earlier. I believe, Hawk, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Quinn Ewers in the seventh round, the names aren't what I like because I really don't like Zach Wilson. But Tua, a proven guy as your one,
right,
a developmental veteran as your two in Zach Wilson, and then a young question mark, I would say, in Quinn Ewers. Do you think that pick was good and the quarterback room is how it's supposed to be? That's my take.
Yeah, I think it is. I'd rather have the way that it's sitting now than have Mike White, who was never going to be anything more than a journeyman quarterback. I'd rather have it than them overpay some backup that's just going to sit there and collect dust and not do much. I like the fact that Zach Wilson had talent. Maybe now in his third, is this his third team or his fourth team? I kind of lost count. I know it was Jets and then he was somewhere else. And then he ends up in Miami. Maybe in a more friendly system, he can become a better quarterback. And remember, Quinn Ewers was literally listed as the perfect recruit, a 100 across the board recruit who unfortunately saw his stock drop year by year. Like, he almost should have left a year ago and might have been a second round pick, maybe even a first round pick right there at the end. See it slide all the way to the seventh. But the talent's there with Quinn Ewers, so I like it. He's not going to have to come in with any expectations, go in there, probably be the third quarterback, hold a clipboard, and then if Zach Wilson stinks, you move up to be number two. I think the room works. The room obviously works at best when Tua Tagovailoa is 100% healthy. If he can play for 15 of the 17 games, the Dolphins' offense will be really good, and they'll have a good chance to make a playoff run.
Speaking of stock dropping, what did you make of the Shedeur Sanders situation from Thursday to Friday to Saturday?
One, I feel terrible for the kid. I think there's times he has been painted in a very negative light, and I think there's a lot of ingrown hatred for him, his father, his brother, everybody associated with the Sanders family. And I hated to see what he had to go through sitting there from round one all the way to round five to get drafted. If you read social media like I do, you could tell there was some messaging behind people's hatred for Shedeur Sanders. Because I'm thinking to myself, like, everybody's like, oh, he's too cocky to play. Did you guys not see Johnny Manziel at Texas A&M or Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma? Those guys were cocky son of a guns who got picked in the first round. Oh, he's not a prototypical NFL quarterback. And Channing, this is not a shot at Florida, but neither was Tim Tebow, yet he went in the first round. He was, oh, you know, he never played against great competition. Neither did Trey Lance, and he went third overall. Like, I could go down the list of all these busts. Christian Ponder, Jake Locker, John Beck, like you just named quarterback after quarterback. There was something deep-rooted in the hatred for Shedeur Sanders, and I hated it. And I don't like it today. I don't like it tomorrow. The fact that the Falcons are tied to it with our defensive coordinator's son doing a prank call on him, like it was just a cruel 3 days for Shedeur Sanders. And then I saw people today going, you know, this guy had the nerve to throw a party after being drafted. Do you understand how few people make it to the NFL and that it's their lifelong dream to be there? And I wouldn't give a rat's ass if my son is the Mr. Irrelevant pick. Guess what we're doing the day after he gets picked? We're having a big-ass party at a club. The difference is people are jealous because Shedeur has dad Dion. He has NIL money, and he gets rappers and entertainers to show up at his party as a fifth-round pick where a lot of people are catering from Publix and they're getting a fruit basket, and that's all they can do. It's like, get over yourselves. I don't know why everybody hates the kid. So what? He's cocky. We've seen thousands of kids come out of go into the draft that are cocky players, and I didn't see the same level of vitriol for them.
By the way, don't sleep on the Publix platter party, because that's a good party.
Oh, right, nothing there. Wrong with that at all. Yeah, look, I got party. Half the Publix sub upstairs waiting for me after this.
They got those up in Atlanta now? They've got Publix in Atlanta?
Oh, they've always been here. There's one less than a mile from my house.
It's a great feeling to have that sixth sense from the day before. You know,
when you wake up and you know that there's half a sub in the fridge. Holy mackerel. That's one of the best ways to wake up. Oh, I have that half a sub.
Yeah, it might be a little soggy with vinegar, but who cares?
I like it.
It's going to be delicious on the other side.
But you can't eat it till lunch or later, right? You would never eat that in the morning.
No. Yeah. 9 a.m.?
Are you kidding me?
Because sometimes you eat weird stuff in the morning.
Oh, I have brought that to work. You know, I'm up at 4:30 in the morning. I brought that to work and popped it in the microwave at like 7:08. You pop it in the microwave for about 11 seconds just to warm it up a little bit. Oh, that is great. Now, my coworkers look at me like I'm a crazy person because I'm eating a half an Italian sub at 7:15 in the morning. Hence, going back to my conversation about Ozempic, why I'm a fatty. But my goodness, a leftover Publix sub, that is everything you can go for.
And, John, what you brought up Jeff Ulbrich, his son, and everything that came out now that he's the one that prank called Shedeur Sanders. What comes of that? Like, what happens from that? It's a 21-year-old, and what was it? Damian Woody said it today on ESPN. He was like, everybody called this guy a kid. He's 21 right. years old. That's a grown-ass man doing something dumb. That's silly.
Hey, but we celebrate the Jerky Boys and Cranky Anchors, all these shows that do pranks.
They're not stealing numbers off their dads.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I see the Ollie G show, and he's wasting people's time. I mean, I'm just telling you, this stuff gets celebrated nowadays. I think it's rotten. Like, I didn't even watch the video of the prank because I didn't want to see it.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, I don't want to see someone get pranked that way.
Yeah, it was cruel. From what I gather, the Falcons are doing nothing. You know, they're not going to get rid of Jeff Ulbrich. He just got a job there. If I'm Jeff Ulbrich, I'm probably slapping the hell out of my son. Like, what are you doing? You're making our family look absolutely idiotic. But I would not be surprised. I don't think the NFL will take a draft pick, but I think the Falcons as an organization are going to end up getting fined. Because going to Channing's point, that's proprietary private information. You know, Shedeur Sanders had a phone that was issued to him only for the draft. It wasn't like his regular cell phone number. That was a number that nobody other than, I believe, the GMs and maybe the coaches were supposed to have to make that phone call. So the fact that he allowed that information to get jacked by his son, I think the Falcons end up getting fined. Now, Arthur Blank's a multi-billionaire. If they fine him $100,000, that's walk around money for him. He's handing that out, you know, at your local restaurant on a Tuesday afternoon. But I do think they have to crack down on that because he wasn't the only one. Cooper DeJean a year ago got pranked. Tyler Warren got pranked, apparently. They said multiple players were. So somehow this information is getting leaked out, and I don't think the NFL wants to have that PR problem. More than anything, it's just rule. You know, you're talking about kids or young adults on their dream day. Dream of getting drafted, and now you answer the phone, and it's fake Mickey Loomis. You know, to even be more cruel, Jeff Albrecht's son used the Saints, who we hate here anywhere, and there was a lot of talk that they were going to take Shedeur. So, I mean, the prank was kind of cruel, but I don't think anything's going to happen. I just know if I'm Jax Albrecht, you're probably not welcome at many family functions for the next 6 to 8 months.
And John Hawk and myself argue about this because I believe in, you can't say beating or spanking
corporal
anymore.
Punishment.
This can't is one, call it corporal punishment.
This is one of the incidents where I would give the kid
a pow-pow.
An ass beating. Because
you can say ass beating, but he's 21. Yeah, okay, yeah, that was going to be my ass because I know John has you, Kane, your son.
Yeah, in that, again, I draw a line at cruelty to other humans. And that's cruel. Like, that's cruel.
Because Hawk's been talking me out of my pow-pows is what I've learned to call it because it sounds a little lighter, John, pow-pow. But
yeah, because the kid doesn't need to be spanked if he asks you for a Coke.
Well, drink Coke. I'm just playing. But no, like, yeah, what's the age of a pow-pow, John?
I pow-powed Kane. You know what? I haven't pow-powed Kane since middle school. He may have sent some text messages that could have got him in a lot of trouble. Like not like that, but just stupid kid messages. That's the last time I whooped him with a belt. Like he got the belt and that was middle school. Like I haven't done that. And now I just threaten the hand of God, which is, you know, if you mess up, dad's going to come down there and I'm going to put a whooping on you, but I wouldn't hit him. My other threat now, Crowder, and you'll love this because you've probably seen pictures of him. He's got braids down to his shoulders. I go, mess around again. You're coming home with a bald head tomorrow. And he immediately straightens up. Like the threat of no hair. No, dad, don't do that. The girls love my hair. I bet they do. Keep talking back to me and you're going to be bald on Tuesday. So that's my level of punishment right now. But I haven't hit him with a belt since, it was probably middle school, but he got whooped that time.
Well, I want to go on record saying it is never appropriate to hit a child with a belt.
I want to go on record saying
ever,
it's fine.
Ever, 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 ever.
I might hit you with a belt.
I might hit you back with a belt.
Well, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to put you over my knee and hit you with a belt.
Who's going to put me on your knee?
I'm going to put you on my knee.
I would pay to see that.
The same conversation I had with my son. Who can put you over my knee? John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. And maybe the Heat will surprise us all tonight.
Conversation. Let's not talk about them.
Hey, let's poor Solana. He's got one more night of work tonight, and now we can dream about Giannis. Look, we can dream about Giannis or Trae Young or Ja Morant or Kevin Durant. Somebody, Pat Riley, you got one more major move left in your career. It's got to be this offseason. I can't deal with much more of that slop. What I saw the other night, they didn't even try. Like, they didn't even try. Come on, Heat, you're better than that. Or maybe you're not.
We'll find out. I think the Cavs are just too much better. I don't know if it has anything to do with the Heat at this point. See you, John.
I'll see you guys.
There you go. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Always enjoy talking to him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, Hawk, how was the Civil War?
Hawk and Crowder.